Welcome to Wednesday, Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and we're going overtime with Rich Fitzgerald, our executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, but in his role as Allegheny County executive for 12 years, instrumental in helping build up the infrastructure that we now see. And one of those companies, Rich, is Aurora. Tell us about Aurora.
Aurora is a fantastic Pittsburgh story. Based in the Strip District and leading the way when it comes to autonomous vehicles, particularly autonomous trucks. And there was a big announcement made yesterday at the Consumer Electronics Show out in Las Vegas. Everything comes to Pittsburgh, even in Las Vegas, and NVIDIA and Aurora making this big announcement that they're coming together to start to manufacture the components for autonomous vehicles in a big way, working with another company called Continental. But I think the other thing that almost didn't get mentioned, in addition to there's this multi-trillion dollar industry that's about to become much bigger, is the fact that there will be the first humanless vehicle starting to drive on the roads of America in April. We're a couple of months away from that happening.
And joining us from Aurora is Senior Vice President Gerardo Interiano. Welcome to KDKA. Speaking of innovations, Mr. Interiano, this is the world's first commercial radio station.
Good morning, Larry. And Rich, thank you for always being such a great champion of the industry while you were county executive. Really appreciate all the work that you did and excited to be joining y'all this morning from CES.
Well, congratulations on that big announcement. Maybe expand upon some of the little bit of what I kind of put out there.
No, absolutely. I mean, as you know, we're, you know, a Pittsburgh company. We are excited to be in the community. And what we announced here at CES is that NVIDIA is going to power the main computer of the Aurora Driver, which is going to be our level 4 self-driving system. This is a really monumental opportunity for us. It's what's going to allow us to deploy thousands of these vehicles in the years to come. So NVIDIA is obviously one of the market leaders when it comes to accelerated computing. We already had a partnership with Continental, and by bringing these three components together, this is what's going to allow us to scale. You know, Rich, as you said, our plan is to pull the driver in Texas, which is where we're running our operations today, in April. And then by 2027, by partnering with NVIDIA and Continental, we'll be able to mass manufacture these trucks and start delivering them to consumer, which means that we'll be delivering those benefits. Right, we genuinely believe that this is about safety, that this is about being able to more efficiently use our infrastructure in our country and to be able to deliver goods and services to our customers in a more rapid and scalable way.
Is there any way to project how much safer? I mean, we believe, especially with the world we live in with distracted driving and all that goes with that, consistent and, you know, safety performance. Do you have any way to measure that in the future with autonomous trucks?
Yeah, we absolutely will, right? Like at this point, we're still validating the system and we're getting to the point where we're going to be able to deploy it. But I think the best way to think about it is that our driver will not get tired. It will not get distracted. It won't drink and drive. It won't text and drive, right? Like all the things that we look at. So for example, NHTSA is one of our federal regulators, and they put out a list of all of the different reasons why people get into accidents. And we are testing our system against those to make sure that we prevent as many of those as possible, right? So the goal is to have a driver that is safe. Safety is a key part of our mission. It is something that every single employee lives and breathes every single day. All right. Having a safety culture, I think, is tantamount to being able to work with our partners in government, with the public, and continue to build that public trust.
And Gerardo, when I saw the story yesterday, I talked to Matt and some of the folks, and you're talking to get some more of the details about how April will come about. And my understanding is while you've had a driver, an individual in the car, in the vehicle, in the truck, behind the wheel, in essence, you haven't had to touch the wheel. They haven't had to engage. While they've been sitting there, they really have been driving this truck without having to engage. Do I have that right? Is that some of this testing has already occurred?
Yeah, that's exactly right, right? Like, this is not a, you know, all of a sudden we're going to pull the driver and see how it does, right? Like, this is a very gradual approach. We've been working towards it. This is just the final stage. So if you think about, like, where we started, right, we started with two safety drivers in the vehicle. We did testing on private tracks, and then now we're down to one vehicle operator in the vehicle. And by April, we'll be able to remove that person. But they've been driving the route between Dallas and Houston, which is what we announced that was going to be our launch lane, back and forth. And then there's been many opportunities where, you know, the drivers don't take over, right? And they don't disengage the system. And the system is driving the vehicle from the terminal in Dallas to the terminal in Houston.
And one of the issues for many of the truck owners, the companies, and we have many here, Rich, as you know, Pitt, Ohio, you have PGT Trucking and a list of others, is they're constantly looking for drivers. There is a major shortage, and because of the way our economy is moving with online sales in the trillions now, there's going to be an even greater demand for trucks. So you'll still have truck drivers, though, right, around the country?
Absolutely, right? Like, the shortage today is about 60,000 drivers. Right. And we will continue to need. We think that this technology is going to help address that gap. But there's still going to be use cases where those drivers are going to be needed. Right. Like, we continue to see the amount of commerce that people are purchasing to continue to increase. And we need to be able to meet that gap to be able to better serve customers.
Well, sometime you'll have to come in studio with us and tell us more about Aurora and what you do. Appreciate it. And congratulations.
Thank you. Would love the opportunity to do so, and appreciate all of your support and having being able to join you this morning.
Congratulations, Aurora. This is a great, great thing for every, you know, this region, and what you guys are doing is great stuff, and we wish you well. And April is right around the corner, and we can't wait to see how it all comes about.
No, we're excited about it. And Rich, thank you for all your support. And, you know, it truly did start in Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh has been the hub of this. And we're a Pittsburgh company, and excited and for the support that the community has always given us.
And I know Rich won't say it, Gerardo, but he went to bat for innovations and companies like Aurora. So we thank you, Rich, too.
There's no question about that. We really are genuinely grateful for that support.
It was a great partnership. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the time this morning. Good luck.
Thank you so much.